Hey there, dreamers. Welcome to Dreamweaves, the most enchanting and fun-filled podcast for kids and their parents. I'm your host, Carol May, a Polish psychologist, psychotherapist, and author of the magical book Dreamweaves. Are you ready for a bedtime adventure like no other? We'll explore exciting stories, amazing places, and mysterious creatures, all while learning relaxation tips and techniques to help you drift off to dreamland with ease. Each episode is a new journey filled with wonder, laughter, and plenty of surprises. So, snuggle up with your favorite blanket, get comfy, and let your imagination run wild as we embark on a delightful voyage to the world of dreams. Don't forget to check out my book, Dreamweaves, filled with soothing poems and relaxation techniques that will make bedtime a breeze. You can find it in bookstores and online. So, are you ready to join me, dreamers? Let's dive into today's episode and let the magic of Dreamweaves carry you away. In today's episode, we'll be diving into the enchanting world of Polish folklore, discovering magical creatures and stories that have been passed down through generations. Before we begin, do you know something about Poland? Poland is a beautiful country in Central Europe, known for its rich history and stunning landscapes. Poland's capital city is Warsaw, a bustling metropolis filled with modern skyscrapers, historic castles, and colorful old town squares. One of the most famous landmarks in Warsaw is the Royal Castle, which was once the home of Polish kings and queens. Poland is also home to many beautiful natural landscapes. One of the most famous is the Białowieża Forest, one of the last and largest ancient forests in Europe. This unique forest is home to the European bison, a majestic animal that is the continent's heaviest land mammal. In the winter, you can visit the snow-capped Tatra Mountains, where people enjoy skiing, snowboarding, and hiking. In summer, go to Masurian Lakes. It is a wonderful and wild web of lakes that are connected with each other that way. You can sail them for weeks and never be in the same place. Poland also has a rich and ancient history. Long before Christianity arrived, the Slavic Polish people had a strong connection to nature, and they believed in many gods and goddesses that represented different aspects of the world around them. They lived in harmony with the land, rivers, forests, and animals, and their beliefs were full of magic, wonder, and fun stories. One of the most important gods in their beliefs was Perun, the mighty god of thunder, lightning, and storms. With his powerful hammer, he'd strike the sky and create thunderous booms that echoed across the land. The people believed that Perun protected them from evil and brought life-giving rain to their crops. The Slavic Polish people also believed in many magical creatures that lived in the forests, rivers, and mountains. Among them were the Leshi, mischievous forest spirits that protected animals and played tricks on travelers. They could shapeshift into different forms, like a bear or a wolf, so you never knew when you might meet one. Now, let's embark on our journey through Polish folklore and legends. Did you ever heard about Rusalkas? No? Well, it's very famous Polish legend. Rusalka was a water nymph who resides in lakes and rivers. Rusalkas are known for their enchanting beauty and mesmerizing voices. These beautiful creatures have the power to control water. They often help fishermen and farmers by bringing rain and guiding fish into nets. They are said to be the spirits of young women who protect the waters from not welcomed quests. But if you know how to behave in forest and close to water, if you value a nature and care about it, then Rusalkas may show you how they play and let you listen how they sing on the other side of the lake. As we journey through these fascinating tales, it's essential to practice relaxation and mindfulness. Here's a quick relaxation tip for you and parents. Whenever you feel overwhelmed or anxious, try taking slow, deep breaths. Inhale through your nose for a count of four. Hold your breath for a count of four. And exhale through your mouth for a count of four. Repeat this a few times, and you'll find yourself feeling more relaxed and present in the moment. Now let's continue our adventure through Polish folklore. In the second part of our episode, we'll learn about the dragon. Yes, there is a famous legend about Wawel Dragon. Long ago, Dragon lived close to the city of Krakow. Dragon was always hungry and eats a lot of sheep from shepherds. Many knight tried to kill Dragon, but Nuna succeed. So King told to his people, "Whoever killed the dragon will marry my daughter and become next king." Young boy who was a shoemaker named Dratevka sewed a sheep and filled it with poison. Then he put this sheep close to the dragon's cave. When dragon eat the sheep, he died, and young boy become the king. Now dragon in a symbol of Krakow, big city in Poland. If you ever visit Krakow, go to the Wawel Castell. There you can visit a dragon's cave and see the monument of the dragon who breathes the fire. So, it's time for a relaxing poem for you. Today's topic is, of course, Poland. So close your eyes and listen. In the land of ancient Poland, where Slavic tales unfold, nature's beauty all around, a wondrous world untold. Forests deep with whispers, where the mighty Lesi play, hiding in the shadows, keeping watch both night and day. Rivers dance and sparkle, where Vodianoi delight, singing songs so softly in the moon's embracing light. Rolling hills and meadows, where wildflowers gently sway, Mokosz blesses every bloom, in colors bright and gay. Through the ages, people lived with legends, love, and lore. Polish nature and its tales forever will adore. So close your eyes, dear children, and let your dreams take flight to the realm of ancient Poland and the magic of the night. Before we go to sleep, let's say goodnight in Polish way. Dobranoc. Thank you for joining me on this enchanting journey through Polish folklore. The next episode will be released next Friday. I will prepare for you some new exciting stories and fun facts. But now, if you want more, just read my book, Dream Waves. You can find it on Amazon.com. I hope you enjoyed our adventure, and remember, sweet dreams are just a few dream waves away.